Spotlighters Theater in Baltimore is presenting a sensation novel through October 4th. It's Gilbert Before Sullivan. With me in the studio to talk about the production are director Michael Blum and music director Erica Rome. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, as I mentioned, this is Gilbert Before Sullivan, and all but four numbers from the original score to this piece have been lost, and yet it was a popular work in its time. How could that happen?
Gilbert was, as many people today do not remember, the leading dramatist of the 1860s and 70s in Victorian England. He wrote many, many, many different kinds of works. He wrote burlesques, extravaganzas. He wrote opera parodies, straight plays, dramas, comedies, and tragedies. And he wrote a series of works, of which this is one, for a group called Mr. and Mrs. Reed's Gallery of Illustration. But these were meant as ephemera, and so they were never published. So though Gilbert spent a lot of time on it and produced a wonderful, funny work, they didn't have any permanence to them the way the later works with Sullivan did. And for that reason, the music would all be lost. As a matter of fact, most of the music for the seven plays that Gilbert wrote for the Reeds is lost. One survives in full, and four numbers, as you said, Diana, from this one survived because they were so popular, they were published separately as sheet music, and therefore they exist in libraries.
The new music that you're using for this production was composed by a man named Michael Nash. Erica, are there any challenges in integrating the new material with the old? Anything for you or for the performers?
Well, I would like to say first that we are very excited that Michael Nash is coming over from England to see our performance. He's never seen this performance like this.
He's never seen a full performance of it.
Performance has never been done like this. And we've used his music. We've changed a little bit of his music. We've kept a lot of his music.
He gave us carte blanche to do whatever we wanted with his score, and we did.
There are parts in the play where Gilbert signifies that there should be music under the dialogue, but doesn't say what it is. So we put bits of Nash's music here and there.
Chosen to match the mood, chosen to match the tempo, or the signature, say the signature tune. This is what would be called a true melodrama, which is a form of drama where the dialogue scenes have music underneath them. Very much in the style of a modern Broadway show, where they're all done that way, or a modern movie, where they're all done that way. But this, of course, is a takeoff on that kind of work as well.
Erica, you'll be playing for the show and you'll have another keyboardist on stage, or in the theater, I should say, along with you, won't you?
Yes, William George will be playing with us. He will be coming to rehearsal this week and next week. We have been working with him. He's wonderful. He's going to play the different instruments. My instrument's going to just be playing piano, and he's going to bring in some percussion. He's going to bring in some bells.
Which is very much in keeping with the original, which had a piano and a harmonium. And a harmonium is a small organ with stops that can emulate a harp, or can emulate a trumpet, and gave a little bit of an orchestral texture. And that's what we're going to be able to do. It's a very interesting and different kind of a show. It's a multi-layered show that is very modern for something written in 1871. Gilbert was parodying and making fun of the genre of sensation novel, which is still with us to this day as romance fiction, or your basic Tom Cruise movie, where it's one big chase scene, one dangerous situation after another, and there's a slight pause and maybe a love scene, and then it goes back to being something dangerous. And this was so popular then that it was made fun of. So Gilbert takes that, turns it on his head, turns it upside down, and has a really good time with it.
This is a sensation novel playing through October 4th at Spotlighters Theater in Baltimore, 817 St. Paul Street. The website is spotlighters.org, and the phone number is 410-752-1225. With me in the studio today, Michael Blum, director of A Sensation Novel, and Erica Rome, the show's music director. Thank you both for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome.
For WBJC, I'm Diana Neal.